Up to Perek Yudalid. We are up to Pasuk Tes Zayin. Tes Zayin, Hashem is responding to Yirmiyah and telling him what's going to happen. Hashem is responding to Yirmiyah's defense. Yirmiyah said to Hashem that you cannot blame Klal Yisrael for sinning. It's not their fault. They were misled by Nevi'ei Habal, Nevi'ei Sheker. Hashem says to Yirmiyah, Hashem responds, and Hashem says, no, it's not a good excuse. The people have a sixth sense. They can detect that their leaders were charlatans, and they were being misled, and therefore they are accountable, they are responsible for listening to these people. And therefore Hashem, the previous possible learned yesterday, Hashem says the punishment that will come upon the leaders, the Nevi'ei Habal, Hashem said that they're going to suffer with Cherev and Rav. And here, in this Pasuk Tes Zayin, Hashem says what's going to happen to the population. V'ho'om asher heima nibim lohem, the people to whom these false prophecies were directed, yihyu mushlochim b'chutzos Yerushalayim ipnei harav, they'll be lying out in the street because of the famine, v'acheref, and the sword, v'ein mikaber lohema, and this is the horror, there'll be no burial. They will not even have the dignity of burial. Burial is a very important thing. It's a very important thing for the Kavod Hames. It's a Kavod for the living as well. And for the Neshama, Chazal, we don't understand how these things work, but for Chazal say for the Neshama, it's critical that the Neshama have Kavura in order for it to have Menucha in the Olam, Olam HaElyon, Olam HaEmes. And therefore, when it says here that they're not going to have burial, this indeed is a very great form of pain. There's going to be suffering in this world and suffering for the Neshama in the next world. Hema they, it says, Nishayhem, their wives will suffer their fate as well. Uvenehem, their children. Uvenosehem, the Shafachti Aleim Esra Asam, I will pour upon them their own evil. Their own evil will consume them. Come, so you see over here, very frightening. Very frightening pasuk. Let's see the Mitzvot start. Pasuk Tes Zayin b'vnei harav, asher yemusu b'vnei harav, v'achad they will die because of the famine and the sword. Be'en v'kaber, ki yirbu ma'od, there will be so many dead bodies, v'lo yaspiku l'kavram, they will not just have the means, they will not have the manpower, not have the resources to bury all of the dead bodies. Heima, they, imiyu, heima, heimiyu, mushlochem, v'nashem, when it says they is going back on who, whose bodies will be lying out in the street. Everyone. They will lie in the street, their wives, their sons, their daughters, period. V'hafachti. Now notice that the Mitzudos has over here a different, I don't know, maybe there's a mistake. Do you have v'hafachti or v'shafachti? In my text it says v'hafachti. What do you have in your text? In the Mitzudos. You have v'shafachti. Okay, so there must be a mistake in my edition. Let's see, Rashi. There is no Rashi. The Radak. The Radak Pasuk Tes Zayin says v'ha'am. Af al pi. Here the Radakish repeats the Yisod that he expressed yesterday. Even though you, Yirmiyah, claim that it's not their fault, they have been misled. So the Radak says, it is their fault. The people should have been able to differentiate, to discern the difference between a Navi that's MS and a Navi that is Sheker. I guess that was a one-time event. When you're coming to people and you're shocking them for the moment, so then it's a different. Here we're dealing with a prolonged period of time. They're living with these false prophets for years, for years. Over a period of time, you get a sense of MS. Elio, he shows up. He shows up and he says to them, here I am, let's do a test. It was shock therapy. It didn't work. Chazal say it didn't work. It worked for the moment. They all say, Hashem will akim, Hashem will akim. And tomorrow, it was business as usual. That's what happened. Shock therapy, look, Klal Yisrael, they raw shivcha shibiyah mashaloi raw yecheskel ben buzi. And what happened? 40 days later, 90 days later, right? 50 days, well, not 90, it was already 7 days, so it was 43. Plus 40, so that's 83 days later. What do? They worship the eagle. only 83 days have passed and you're worshiping an eagle and you're saying Elo Elohecha Yisrael when you're Kriyas Yamsuf, answer is something that you that's not sustained, something that that's for the moment. A high experience for the moment is not something which you can carry with you into the future. It has to be natural, has to be steady and sustained. And therefore, here Hashem is criticizing the Klal Yisrael, that you're living with these false prophets for so many years, and you have still not figured out they're a bunch of liars. It's not politics, you know. Politics, you can live with the same politician for years, as long as they promise. All right, let's see. Okay, let's go further. So back again, the words of the Guru, words of the Radak. One more time, the words of the Radak. The Radak is repeating the Yisrael that he said yesterday, which is a repetition. They should have been able to discern by Nevi HaEmes, Nevi HaSheker. Ki Navi HaEmes, Mamed HaYisam, Al Teras Moshe. The Navi MS and puts them, positions them in the Teras of Moshe. Nevi HaSheker, Miyapim, Lohem, Avodas, Gilulim, Shubitel HaTorah. And they make beautiful in the eyes of the people of Avodas Kilulim, which is the bittul of Torah. The Afal Pishahim Tzaitkim B'Ktsas Devarim De'Asidos, even though the Nevi Sheker somehow, some way, they are able to predict the future. They look into the stars. They communicate with the dead. And they're able to pull off some feats. Hoyolohem Lachazik Zebikesem. People are not as stupid as you think. They should be able to figure out that all of their predictions that have come true was done through magic. Loi binavua, it's not the real deal. Kevan sinsha devrehem lebitul hatorah hi vehi akum. Their words are only to be mevatel the Torah and to worship idols. Shafil yaso oisas amavsim umbra Torah yumos ki diber sora. Parasha Pasek. What parasha? I miss what parasha is this? Parasha Seike, parasha Re'eh. One of the parashios. This pasuk, you suppose the Torah says that you have the ability to discern that they put them to death for even for their full signs. The kiyam ha'isas ha'mos. Yes.
With those skills.
Hashem.
Even though they are doable.
It doesn't mean it's MS. There has to be the level of bechira. There always has to be the equal balance of free will. And if it would be impossible for a Navi the Sheker to predict, to present Sheker in a presentable way, then they would not be on the Sion. And Echnami, so the Hashem does give them a koyach to fool people. Vikim Oisois and Mobsim Omar Kosov Hatam Kiminasa Shemlokh Meshem, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows the Nevi Sheker to exist, it's nothing other than a test of our faith. Next words of the Pasuk, according to the Radak, Ve'ein Mekaber Lohema, frightening expression, there will be no burial. The people will lie dead in the street. Zehoyo Oinesh Avoinam, Moisef Al Hayisurim Vehamisa. In addition to the suffering people experienced in their life, they will suffer in their death. Nishayhem, why do the women have to suffer? What did the women do? The answer is because the women call the shots. Ki hayu nishmos ledivrei sheker yoitzer minhu anashim. They listen to sheker more than the men. Uvnehem uvnoyisehem, the sons and the daughters haketanim ba'inish avos avosehem. He's saying something frightening, that the children are punished for the sins of their fathers. That is one of the greatest mystery in the world. Why should an innocent child suffer for a sin that he did not do? That is what Hashem does. We don't understand His ways. We have emuna, ma'aminim, b'nei ma'aminim. Pasuk Yitzayin. V'yamarta aleihem es hadavar hazeh. And you shall say to them the following, this is what Hashem says, you Yirmiyah shall relate the following message to Klal Yisrael. Teradna einai dima, my eyes bring forth tears, laila v'yoimam, night and day, v'al tidmena, and they are not silent. My eyes do not take a break, take relief from bringing forth tears. Why? Because I have pain. What is the pain? Ki shever gadol nishbara, a very great destruction, a very great breaking will occur to Bisulas Basami, the maiden who is my nation, the daughter of my nation. Maka, a illness, nachla, sickening. Maka nachla means an exma'od, a very intense, great sickening. A very great illness is about to occur, about to come upon you, and therefore my eyes tear continuously night and day. Now the big mystery is, who is crying? Hashem is telling Yirmiyah, Yirmiyah, I want you to relate this message. What message? It means that you, Yirmiyah, you're the one who cries, and you shall make it well known to Klal Yisrael that you suffer on their behalf, and you cry night and day, because you see the great shever, the great churban that's going to come upon Klal Yisrael. Indeed, that is a valid interpretation of the pasuk. However, the Medrash says that's not the pshat. The one that's crying is Hashem. And that's a very fascinating concept, Kaviyachal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries. How do we know that this pasuk is referring to Hashem? Because it says night and day. A human being does not cry at night because he has to go to sleep. He has to go to sleep. There comes a certain point in time where you cannot cry continuously night and day.
What does Altid Menon
Hashem does not cease. The crying
means to not be silent, right?
Well, in this context, it means the crying will not come to an end. What does it say in the Mitzudos? Look at the Mitzudos Siyon. Tidmena inyin shesika vehefsek. It's not going to come to an end. The crying will continuously occur. There was no break. I think the word depends on the context. In this context, where it says the word tidmena in relation to the crying, it means the crying is continuous. Okay, that's what I think it means over here. So that the case over here is about, the Medrash says that this pasuk refers to Hashem. Hashem is crying because Hine lo yonum v'lo yishon shomer Yisrael. Being that this concept of sleep is unique to human beings, it does not exist by the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the pasuk here says that it's continuous by night and by day. It has to then mean that Hashem is the one who is crying, and it's a very fascinating point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealing the intense pain he has in witnessing the suffering of Klal Yisrael. Okay, now another important point. Why here is Klal Yisrael called the Bisulas Basani? That's because they never suffered. Until this point in time, until the Churban Bayis Rishon, they never experienced what it means, Churban. Now, that's not 100% accurate, because they did suffer the Churban of Shiloh. Shiloh was there for 369 years, and it was destroyed. However, they never went into Golos. Even though there was a Churban of Shiloh, they did yet remain in the land. They were not exiled. So here it's going to be Besulas, it's going to be the first time. Besula has a connotation that it's the first time. She a woman who's never married. She never yet experienced being with a man. Here too, it's being used in the context that Klal Yisrael, you've never experienced what it means to go into exile. And that's going to make it all the more painful. If you're already used to going into exile, so alright, another exile, another stop on the train. But here it's much more painful. Let us see what it says in the Mitzudos. What? It's an expression, basami, of endearment. Basami, you're my daughter, my child. My delicate bas also has a connotation of being delicate. A daughter is more delicate than a son. A son.
Don't we say
yeah, well, also, Klal Yisrael is called, they're called everything. They're called Banim Atem LaShem Elokeichem. You are my sons, you are my children.
Gender neutral?
No. I don't know. It depends on the context. It's for everything.
Maybe it's again the weakest day.
The weakest day. We're delicate. Delicate. The Klal Yisrael is called many things. By the way, here it says Ami. Notice when we learned yesterday, it says Am. Am. We learned the Medrash. I quoted you a Medrash that there's a difference between the word Am and Ami. Whenever the word Am is used, it refers to the wicked members of Klal Yisrael. And whenever the word ani is used, selected, it refers to the tzaddikim in Klal Yisrael. So here we use the word ani, and it says bas, it says besulas, and the words that it describes for Churban are very, very extreme. A makah nachlo me'od. Let's take a look at the Betsudo Stavit Pasuk Yud Zayin. Hadavar hazavuhu hein. What are the words I want you to relate? I want you to relate that my eyes bring forth tears. Teradna eini dima mibli hefsik. My eyes bring forth tears without any relief. Okay, so I think he's touching over here the word. This doesn't mean speech. It means there's no hefsik. Kishever. I see. So here, according to the parish of the Mitzudas, the simple interpretation that the one that is speaking is Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah seems to be saying, "I'm going to cry day and night because I see what is coming upon you." In other words, Hashem is telling Yirmiyah, "Let the people know you really care about them. If the only thing you do the entire day is just gloom and doom, just terrorize them." So people they turn off. This guy doesn't care about us. He has a pleasure in hearing about our suffering. But when the person that's giving you mussar really cares about you, it's a totally different ball game. It's a whole different impression. The mussar you receive from a person that you are aware truly cares about you. Bisulas basani, kara bisula. Klal Yisrael is called the Basula Maiden. Ki od lo kavsha shomelach, like we just mentioned, this is going to be the first time they're going to be conquered by a foreign entity. Ki Basula shloiba b'rishus abal has not yet entered into the rishus of another of a man. Nachla me'od, an intense illness. Ku'uva b'yoyser, extremely painful. Rashi pasuk yitzay nachla ma'od lashon choli. We have this word many times. It's an illness, pain. Okay, radak pasuk yitzayin.
We had the word nachla meaning illness many
times. Yeah, we did. Not many times, but we had it.
Nachla.
The word nachla as well. Nachla was also used. We had it before. I'm positive. We had it before, at least once before. Maybe even 2, 3, 4, 5 times. Maybe not up here. I'm telling you, this word. It rings a lot of bells. All right, I've no raya for me, but it definitely rings a bell. We had this. We have a concordance. We don't have one here. A young Israel doesn't have a concordance. Impossible.
I poured one into shul, so I know that.
Okay, let's go for it. Let's see what it says in the Radak. The Amarta Ata Taima Lohem Ze Hadavar Ashata Boichel Mitzar Al Shivram. This is what you shall relate to the people that you also, Yirmiyah, pain on their breaking. Sha'ata royesh, she'yavoy aleim b'nevuah, that what you see, you, Yirmiyah, shall relate what you see, the horrors that are going to come upon them. V'atem lohem sha'ata royesh, gam kein chalavei chedem mibuchutz, v'tachluir ha'rabivnim. You see now, he's really alluding to what it says in the next pasuk. The Radak over here is going into the next pasuk that you see tsaros on the outside, and you see tsaros on the inside. Now it's inside the home, people are dying, and outside, people are sick. Okay, we're going to come to that more in the next pasuk. The zele hafchidam, tell them all of this in order to instill fear in their hearts. Ulai, maybe yishaver libam, they will break their hearts. V'yichnu b'shamam, they will humble themselves when they hear the horrors that are about to come. B'shamam es hadvam ha'ele, tell them b'sulas basani, ad shetiglehi k'moy b'sula, and maybe tell them this, that they should do tshuva before they come to a point where they go into exile, like a b'sula. Shlo yada ish v'lo sholet olecha, a woman that was never under the authority of a man. The Chedi Daimel LeBesula and Klal Yisrael LeSilu to LeBesula Klemer Shleshalto Ga Aleh HaGoyim LeHaglosa MiArtzam Arata. It never happened that Klal Yisrael was under the authority of another nation. V'tia Nichnas Lohem Bigolusa. They're going to be humbled in their exile. K'moy HaBesula Kishenivalo, like a woman who's a besula when she has relations with her man, she then becomes under his authority. Maka Nachla Maka Koshe b'choli gadol, an intense illness. Okay, do you find anything?
No, this is the very old-fashioned kind. It's impossible to find
it. You don't have on your iPhone. I mean,
oh, it's a noun.
Yeah,
it's
not set up in the normal way.
Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Yud Ches. Now here's a very, very interesting pasuk. It really ties into pasuk Yutes, but Yirmiyah says as follows: Im Yotzasi Hasodeh. Yirmiyah says, I see in my prophecy, my vision, if I will go out into the street, v'hineh chalalei chalef. In the street there are dead bodies, bodies that have been murdered, they have been slain by the sword. If I come into the city, I go indoors, people have been sickened by famine. Both the prophet, now this refers to the prophet, well, that's part of the question. Are we referring over here to the tzaddikim, or are we referring to the nevi'i habal, gam koyein? Koyein, the koyhanim that are tzaddikim, or the koyhani habal, socharu. Now what does that word mean? It means they've made a circuitous path. They went out. They went on their rounds, el eretz, to the land, v'lo yodohu, and they do not know, they don't know. They don't know what? They don't know Hashem, or they don't know what they're doing, or they don't know the emes. Now all of this is all subject to interpretation. So let's take a look at the Mitzudos, Pasuk Yud Ches. V'hinei chalalei chalef. V'hinei mushlachim chalalei chalef. In the street, there are dead bodies that have been killed by sword lying on the ground. If I go indoors, I see people, v'hinei tachlui, all people that have been, they are sick due to famine. Shaychim cholim me'akas, from the pain, horei ovon, of the famine. Now, kigam novi, return to Laimar. So here the Radak explains, whatever the Radak says, Ritzon Elaymar, you know that the pasuk is not to be translated literally. You have to add a lot of bayer into the simple meaning of these words. Uvedinu, they deserve what they're getting. Ki osu hora, they have done evil. Ki gam novi hasheker. The koyein habal. These two words refer to the shakranim, the liars. Savvu meir elir, they have gone, they have gone on a tour from city to city, l'nevuos l'nabos lahem, to prophesy, to give over false information. V'lo yodu ma medaber Hashem, they do not know the emes. They do not know the emes. Therefore, they deserve ki nibu b'sheker, they have given over prophecy that is sheker, and the people were receptive to their words, and therefore that is why they deserve the punishment that is going to come to them, the chalalei chedev b'chutz and the tachalu'ei ra'av bifnim. Let's see Rashi, Pasuk Yud Ches, Socharu, Savavu, Levakesh Hatzalah. A new interpretation. We're going back to a theme that we learned many times, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is critical on Klal Yisrael. Why are you putting your confidence in your neighbors, in Mitzrayim, in Ashur, that they are going to come to your aid? And therefore the Koyin and the Navi, similarly this means even the good people, even the good ones, or even the ones that are not so bad, they also Soharu, they've gone El Eretz, to form alliances and to get support from neighbors, when the only one that you should be relying upon is Hashem. Okay, next, El Eretz V'lo Yodahu, El Eretz Acheres, V'lo Hayu Yoidin Bo Ad Hena. And they yodin bo ad heina. I don't know what that means. I don't know what he means. They did not know. They did not know. Bo means what's bo? The lo hoyu yodin bo ad heina. They did not know Hashem. I'm not sure what he. I don't know what.
It's like a foreign land.
Oh, this land they never knew of until now. This land they never knew of. So all of a sudden, now when you have a tzara, all of a sudden you're your best friend. You become best friends with these neighbors that should come and save you. These people, they hate you. You have nothing to do with these people. Now all of a sudden, to have your faith in Hashem and don't have faith in these nations. Radak, Pasuk Yud Ches. Im tachalu im kama tachalu rav, shem toyar, al mishkol v'sa'alulim yim shulubam. Okay, ta'alulim means mockers. people that will rule over you. Tachal. Okay, I don't know what that means. It's ta'alulim. It's a similar expression. Tachalu erav. Ta'alulim, maybe it means famine. The ta'alulim. Ta'alulim means famine will rule over you. I'm not sure. I don't know what this means. The Zohar HaChalim Ibn HaRav, the Zohar HaMesim B'Rav, we mentioned over here the sick because of famine, and we do not mention the dead. The reason why we mentioned the Chum, there were more people that were sick than people that were dead. And that's why in this Pasuk we're mentioning, I go out to the field and I see the Chalei Ravim, the ear, Basir Hine Tachalue Ra'av, Tachalue Ra'av, sick. All right. So we mentioned there were many of them. I don't know. I don't see how he sees in the pasuk. There were more.
Well, why didn't he mention?
We do mention the dead.
We say the chalalei.
We say the chalalei cheref. The chalalei are the dead. Those are the people.
I know. So why, by when it came to the ear, it says nachluei ro? Why didn't it say mason barov?
Yeah, because there are a lot more. But there are a lot more. That's what
I have a good. I don't understand.
We learned before the chutzos of shemayim. Here it seems in the city there was only
chalalei cheref,
not the cheref.
I'm indoors.
Outside, and yet the pasuk tezayim said chutzos Yerushalayim are going to have both. So I didn't find any cheref in Yerushalayim at all. You know that, as I said, pasuk tezayim says going to have both.
Pasuk Tezayin, V'om Asher Nibim Lochem Yimushach Mechut Sos Yerushalam Bnei Haro'ov Yacheref V'ein Mikaber. So you're asking
split on outside of the city.
Yeah, so how do we reconcile these two psukim? That's what you're asking.
So
I don't know the answer. Yeah, contradiction. I don't know the answer. I hear. Okay, I don't know. Let's go further. Kigam Novi Gam Koyin Novi Minivi Hasheker Koyin Mikahane Halavim Shahoyu Bohem Roim, evil people. They were their friends. Commotion, Omar, Kigam, Achecha, Ove, Savicha, Gamhema, Bogdubach, your own people rebelled against you. They have given over to you words of falsehood. Socharu el Eretz Velo Yodohu. Savu Lechas Liglois el Eretz Acheres. So he's learning a third interpretation. It means here, not like we learned according to the Metzilas, is that these false prophets, they went on a tour. A circuit tour from city to city to prophesy falsely, not like Rashi that says that you put your confidence in other lands. We're describing here the actual galus. You're going to travel to another land which you never heard of. Some of the lechas legalois, legalus, legalus, el eretz acheres, velo yadu. You're not going to even be aware of what's happening until it's too late. Ad shagalu, until it's too late. Even though he said prophecy that they would die in the mayhem, galu im yoyachin kamosha kosov shayim misnabim sham begoyla. Even though he said that the Nevi'im, they would die. So he has a contradiction. Some of the Nevi'im will die, but some of them did indeed go to Galus. Some of the Nevi'im galu im yoyachin kamosha kasev shayu misnabim sham begoyla. The amar gam ritzayin loymar gam heim shehim gidoyle ha'om ki galu im yoyachin hachorish v'hamasker. So according to this interpretation, socharu the koyein, I think he's shifting gears, is referring to the koyhanim that were tzadikim. They will go to a foreign land with Yoyachin 11 years before the Churban, when with him the Chorosh v'Hamasker, the craftsmen and the gatekeepers, which according to Chazal were tzaddikim, and they are going to go to a foreign land, they're going to prophesy there. The Amos Socharu, the word Socharu, Lefi Shahilich Dechu Chayka, that's the word that is used to describe a long distance trip. Because when you go on a long distance, it is impossible to go straight. You don't go straight, you always go in a circuitous route. You have to always go around hills and mountains. You have to take detours. It's Iyev Shalo Yosef Hadrochim ki ein kol aderech derech yeshara. Period. The Yonasan Tirgim af Sefar v'goymer. Okay, I don't know what that means. It basically is going back to one of these interpretations. So basically, we come out from this. We have three. It would appear that there are three very different interpretations of what it means. Gam koin, gam navi, gam koin socharu leretz v'lo yodahu. Either we're describing, like Rashi, they went to a foreign land to seek assistance, or it means that the Nevi'ei HaSheker would go from city to city and give speeches that were Sheker, or according to Radak, in its last interpretation, referring to the Tzaddikim that would go into Golus 11 years before the Churban and would live there. That's also part of the Churban. Pasuk Yutes, Yirmiyahu complains here very bitterly to Hashem, and he says to Hashem, Hama'os ma'asta es Yehuda. Hashem, do you utterly detest Yehuda? Okay, we jump, but it's ma'asta has a connotation of disgust. It's most disgusting. Rejection. But it's a rejection with a disgust.
Prejudice.
In the Tzion Goala Nafshecha, Ribbono Shel Olam, does your neshama, another very powerful expression, despise, loathe Tzion? Madua Hikison, why have you smitten us to the degree the Ein Lanu Marpei, where we have no healing, there's no hope for healing? Kavel Shalom, we yearn for peace, the Ein Tov. And there is, but there is good does not come. There is no good coming. We yearn for a time of healing, but in its place comes also comes terror. Just when we think there's going to be a time of healing, it gets even worse. So he is very, very critical of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yirmiyahu. Before we see the Mefarshim, just tell you what it says in the Medrash, is that he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Monavshach, if a man has a wife, and he does not, and it's a marshal, a man was beating his wife. So people said to him, what are you beating your wife? If you don't like her, divorce her. And if you want to remain married to her, then don't beat her up. You can't have your pie. I need it also. Your cake, I need it. You can't have everything. If you're going to maintain your relationship, you have to be on good terms. And if you don't want to maintain your relationship with her, so what's the purpose of beating her? Just separate yourself from her. That's what he's saying. If you don't hold of Klal Yisrael, you don't hold from us. So fine. So reject us, but reject us in a peaceful way. The Migdash, the Shechina will come to an end, we'll go into exile, whatever will happen, but it doesn't have to be with such brutality, it doesn't have to be with such horror of people dying in the street and people suffering from famine and the horrors that we know occurred during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Just call it quits. We'll go in, what?
Like, you go back to Moshe and the eagle. Hashem said, I'm going to wipe them out. Moshe said, look, you don't want them as your people? Okay, fine, reject them, let them go. It was a covet of Hashem. You could say anything you want. The Mitzrayim would have said, whatever.
But he
promised Abraham Avinu.
Okay, so, but when Hashem says, I will wipe them out, there's different ways to wipe them out. There can be just an earthquake and it's all over in 1 second. Or there can be a prolonged torture. So Yirmiyahu is saying, he's saying something very, very profound. Hashem, I don't understand your calculation. If you don't want us, you indicate the way your actions indicate that you want to call it quits. You want to give us a divorce, as indeed it says there is a pasuk. We learned it before. Hashem gave Klal Yisrael a divorce. So you want to divorce us, so fine. You don't have to go and torture us. It's like today, when a man and woman get divorced, there's no need for there to be such ugliness. Just get it over with. You get it over with and
find another chosen.
What?
Or find another.
Right. But just at least when you're going to sever your relationship with us, it does not have to be in such an ugly way. And if you don't want to divorce us, you want to keep the promise you made to the Avos, to Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, and Moshe, like you were saying, Mr. Rappaport, you want to be honor your word. So then, you have to find some middle ground with us, and this approach is not a mahalach either. This is a very profound argument that Yirmiyah is making to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, what does it say in the pasuk? Achala oisam kirega, kiroga, a moment. When Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's over, they worship the eagle, I'm going to wipe them out, it does not say that I'm going to torture them to death. I'll wipe them out, kiroga, in a moment. One moment, a fire will come down, it's over. There's no pain, there's no suffering, they won't even know what hit them. It'll all be over. Here, what are you doing, Hashem? What are you showing me, all these horrors? And there's a yearning, and you're teasing us. There's a yearning for peace, and there's no good. And there's a time of healing, and instead terror comes. This is the argument that Yirmiyah makes by comparing the relationship of Kadosh Baruch Hu with Klal Yisrael to a man and a woman that have a falling out. Let us see what it says in the Metzudos.
Straightening us out.
Oh, that's the answer. So the answer is, I'll the Medrash concludes, Hashem says to Yirmiyah, I will never, ever divorce you. You're mine, but you have to teach you a lesson. I have to refine you. And the suffering, although you do not understand it, is humanly impossible for us to understand the purpose of tzaddik viralo, but Baruch's knowledge, this is all to refine, to perfect Klal Yisrael, the big picture of things. Let us take a look at the Mesudas of the Pasuk Yutes. Hama'os, Amar Hanavi, Yirmiyah speaking, V'chi ma'asta es Yehuda, do you detest, do you despise Yehuda? Does your neshama loathe Tzion? Why have you smitten us to it with a disease that has no healing? That's a very big mystery that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bring into this world a maka she'ein la refua, such a mitzias. Kaveh, kasher nikaveh l'shalom, when a person yearns for peace, v'lo yehutav mima shehaya, and he's things do not get better. Kasher nikavel le'ishrif, like a person who yearns for healing, v'hinei ba'od charada, and instead of good news comes even worse news, more terror. The news gets worse and worse. That's how exactly we feel, is what Yirmiyah says to Hashem. Rashi pasuk says, im b'tzion gola nafshecha al minos shaloi loshuv oleha. If you are Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you detest us to the point where Sheloi Lashuv Oleha, you're finished with us, divorce. Ki im datcha lashuv, because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your intent really is to take us back, why are you doing this? Madua hi kisa be'ein marpe, have you smitten us to a point where there is no healing? Now, before we go further, this idea of no healing, there's a very interesting idea. I saw in one of my svarim, he explains what it means. What it means is that there is a healing. The problem is if a person suffers from two different types of illnesses. Every refuah has a makah. That's an emunah. We have this belief. What? Every makah. Every makah has a refuah. It's just we maybe don't know what the refuah is. No such thing. There's such an emunah. Every makhla has a refuah. However, sometimes the refuah for two makhlas are mutually exclusive. In other words, what is a refuah for one disease can kill you. Can kill you if you have another disease. Dr. Fuchter, is such a thing like this?
Yes.
If a person has, take a certain medicine, and this is a life-saving medicine, but if a person is also suffering from another illness, and you take this medicine will kill you because it will exacerbate the other illness. So yeah, a person, Rachmana Litzlan, has two illnesses, and the refuah for each illness is mutually exclusive. That's what it means. What it means, v'ein lanu marpe, because there is no such thing as a machla that does not have a healing, a refuah. Every illness has a refuah. It's just we do not know what the refuah is. But there is such a thing of having two illnesses where the refuah for each illness is a poison for, will kill the person because he has the other illness. And that's what it means over here. There's a halach, the Gemara says that if there's a famine, if there's a famine in the city, a person should leave, should go out into the street. Maybe he'll find food. If there's a famine, don't sit at home. If you sit at home, you'll starve. Go out and search for food. On the other hand, the Gemara says if there is a plague or there is a war,
cover up the windows and stay inside.
If there's a plague, the plague, cover up the windows and go inside. So what happens if there's a famine and there's a plague? So then you got a problem. To heal yourself from the famine, you need to go outside. But if I go outside, there is a dever. I need to go inside to heal myself, to spare myself from the plague that's taking place outside. That is what it means, amaka ve'ein lanu marpe. We have no path of healing because of we're caught in this bein hametzarim. We're caught in a mitzias of ein lei marpe. It's a very deep idea what it means ein lei marpe, because to say there's no healing, that's categorically not true. Hashem does not bring a makah unless He first creates the refuah. There's always a refuah before the makah. But if you put in this situation where there are two makos and the refuah for each one is mutually exclusive to the other one, you got a big problem. And that's what he's complaining, and that's why these expressions of Ein Lanu Marpe appear juxtaposed to the previous pasuk, which describes the situation of going out. Im yotzasi hasadeh, if I go out into the field, v'hinei chalalei cheref. So don't go out there. So what's the solution? Hide, stay indoors. But if I go inside, I'm going to starve to death. The solution to chalui ra would be to go outdoors. The solution for the chalei cheref would be to go indoors. So wherever you go, you're stuck. You're in trouble. That is one interpretation. Okay, now let's go see over here the Radak. Radak pasuk yud tes. The Radak says, "Hamaos ma'asta, Chazar Hanavi lehispalelod." Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu multiple times said to Yirmiyah, "Don't pray to me," Yirmiyah is stubborn. Yirmiyah says, "I don't care. I'm going to pray anyway." Avalti shamalei hakel al tispalel ve'ad hamazeh al mixas ha'am shav lehispalel. So he's a London. He said, "Don't pray for all the people, but you can pray for some of the people." Alam deshavart. So Reb Chaim, see the Radak, it's like a lundus, a little one. Im b'tzion, im b'yoshvei tzion, kitargumo, if you'll find that tzion means the yoshvei tzion. We're missing a word in the pasuk. Hiloy de'adaber arata ala churban. Until now he did not speak arata with regard to the churban, ela al tzaras hayyoshimba, because he's discussing the people who are suffering. We're discussing here a very specific period of time before the churban when there is a famine that led up to the churban. Hikisanu, makas rav a famine. The Ein Lanu Marpe Ki Ein Matar. Now he's going into a new idea that there is no rain. That's going back to the beginning of the parak, is that the problem over here is that the famine is because there is no rain. Kaveh Lishalayim, this is Makar. The source is Kaveh. That is the Sharish of the word. Kuf Vav Hey. The Makar of a word has typically three letters. Im nikavei, and what it means over here is you have to read it as if it means im nikavei. If we would hope shalom mehu'umo shechinenu, if we would hope for peace through the nations that surround us, v'nelech v'nishbar bor be'artzam, to purchase food in their lands, that's where we'll get food. V'ein toiv, shum toivo lo yavo lanu mishum tzad. It's not going to work. When we try to buy food from neighboring countries, it's not for sale. Sorry, buddy, it's not for sale. Or the enemy, the siege, was so great that we were unable to escape in order even to buy food. Ule'es marpe, when we have a hope, we're yearning for hope. Marpe mitzaras hara'av, mitzaras, when we have a yearning that it's the time has now come when the famine is over. V'nei ba'asa, instead, v'hinei anachnu nivasim mitzaras shnehem, we are in a state of terror. He translates the pasuk of the time of forgiving of the choivin. When we think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about to heal us, is about to forgive us for our sins, we're in for a shock. win for a surprise that there is no forgiveness coming because we are not sincere in our tshuva, or our sins are too great. Some of these ideas were expressed back in Perek Ches, that is the Haftarah for Tisha B'Av. The Yesh Beinehem Shinui Ma'at. There are differences between things that it says here and what it says there. Harishon le'eis v'zeh le'eis harishon marpeh behei v'zeh marpeh ba'alef. Okay, so this pasuk in Le'el, let's go back. Perek Ches pasuk Yudimel. The pasuk is the same pasuk, except the marpeh is spelled differently with aleph and hey. Perek Ches pasuk Yudimel says. So it's going further. Kavei lechiris. Okay, it's pasuk tezvav, not pasuk yidgim. Why did they say that over here? Pasuk tezvav. Kavei lishalom ve'ein toiv le'es marpe v'hine ve'osa. Okay, notice exactly the same pasuk, and the difference is there it says le'es, and here it says ule'es. There it says marpe with a hay, and here it says marpe with an aleph. Okay, so first of all, why the repetition beats me, and why? What is the significance in ula eitz and the hay? The Radak is not telling us the answer to this mystery, but at least he points out that there is. At least he makes this point to take note of the differences. Those are the two differences. All right, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Chav. Pasuk Chav says, "Yodanu Hashem Rishenu." Yirmiyah says, "I know our evil, Avoin Avoseinu. I am aware of the sin of our forefathers. Ki Chotanach, we have sinned to you." Pasuk Chav Aleph. Al Tinatz, do not reject us. Leman Shimcha. Okay, he goes back to the theme he said before. Even though we may not be deserving, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is a chilul Hashem that your name should be profaned throughout the entire world. Al tinabel kisei chilodecha. Do not make disgusting your kisei chilodecha Hashem lechem, your throne. Zechor. Remember, Al Tafer Britzcha Yitan, remember us and do not annul the treaty, the covenant that you have forged with us. Next, okay, let's do these two sukkim together. Pasuk Chof, Perik Yudalit, Pasuk Chof, Yirmiya. Yodanu, Makidim, Perik Yudalit, Pasuk Chof.
Here at the beginning you say, either this or that, right? Then he suddenly is saying, "Look, don't cut the cord." Meaning, I mean, initially he's saying, "Cut the cord, we'll soften it up." And now he's about to go, "Don't cut the cord." He really wants to. Which way is he going, Yabil?
All options are on the table. All options are on the table. Whatever works. Give it all you got. All the options are on the table. He's desperate. He's extremely desperate. He's saying things. He's rambling. He's saying things back and forth. It must be a method to what he's saying. I don't know. You're asking good. I don't know. He's just presenting all the various options. Pasuk of Yidanu Makidim Anu Sharei Shereshanu Anachnu is coming. We acknowledge that we have sin. We're extremely evil. V'gam Makidim Anu Ba'avoy Na'avoseinu. Ki Kulanu Chatanu L'chol Kamoinu Kamoim. Us like them. We say this in the Nusach of the Tila. We say, Avol Anachnu Ba'avoseinu Chatanu. Who asked you to confess the sins of your forefathers? That is a very big mystery. And that really, you see over here, it comes over here. L'chayre, and there are psukim in Tanakh without it. They take it out. But it comes from somewhere, and you see here is at least one source where we have this idea. Avoin avoseinu, we do have to acknowledge the sins of our forefathers.
If the children are punished for the fathers, don't you want to?
If the children are punished for the fathers, so therefore you're asking for atonement for the fathers. So it does appear to be disrespectful. It's a very tough question. Why do we say it? But it is the reality. To some degree, when it comes to doing tshuva, there's no honor. For you know, there are certain things where you don't give titles. It's a very big debate when it comes to writing of a ksuba. Do you write Oymed Kan Mitzat HaChosan? Hachosan, Pliny ben Pliny, Pliny ben Harav, Hagoin, Hagodol, Hamafursum, Hagoin Hoamiti. Do you give titles in a ksuba? So there's a very big debate. Some say, yeah, you should give tiles in the ksuba, and some are very machbir, you didn't, you should not give tiles. What about a kelmole? When you recite a kelmole, you don't give tiles. There are no tiles in the kelmole. Why? Oh, there's a bezoyin over here. It's the Gadol Hador, and you're saying a kelmole, and you're calling him by his first name, you're not giving him any tiles. That's right. Not, there's a time and place for everything. There's a time to give kavod, and then there's a time you have to focus on reality. When you're doing tshuva, ain't a chinami, it's a kavod for the, you have to acknowledge that the avoin there are, that in tzaddik ba'aretz asher yaseh toiv v'lo yechata, aviseinu have sinned, and they need us to assist them in this world and be mevakish rachamim on their behalf for their sins. There's a time and place for everything. There's a time in order to give kavod to aviseinu, and there's a time to be realistic. And that's what it says over here, Rishenu Avoin Avoisenu, the sins of our forefathers. Ki chotanulach, we have sinned to you. Back to Rashi. Rashi,
what purpose is it served here?
Because he's being very real, they sinned for generations.
If they're sinners, right?
Yes.
That door,
no, this door was the culmination of doyrus of sinning. It gets worse and worse. It's not just blaming. Everyone has what to blame. We share the blame. The blame goes all around. This generation, the previous generation, the generation before that, everything culminates. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nesmale Hasa, the measure is full. Everyone has contributed to filling up the measure of sin. He's being realistic and he's coming to acknowledge. Let's see Rashi, Laman Shemecha, Shenikres Rachum, you call them. This is a very interesting part. These two interesting psukim. Do it for your name, Shenikres Rachum, because you're called compassionate. If the Ummah Solom witness are you cool to us, they're going to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a God that has compassion. Ki Seche Vaidecha, your throne, do it for the honor of your throne. Do not Tinabel kise, do not make most Tinabel the inyan hayrada the shiflos, do not lower in stature. The kise chavadecha is the base hamigdash. Umedesh agada, that is very mystical. Yisrael hachakukim bikise chavadecha. Hakadosh Baruch Hu in heaven is yoshev al kise hakavod, and on the kise hakavod is etched the image of Klal Yisrael. And when Klal Yisrael is in the mud, then the Kisei HaKavod is in a state of bezoyon. And it's not proper, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for you to allow this to continue. Let's see the Radak, Pasuk Chof and Chof Aleph, Yodanu Roshanu. We know that we are evil. Yodanu Gam Kein Avoin Avosinu. We are acknowledged the sins of our forefathers. Ki Chotan Allah, Anachnu Vehim, we have sinned, they have sinned. Vyadin Olech Lifkoid Aleinu Avoinu Avoinu. And we are deserving that you should punish us for our sin and sin of our forefathers. Ki Anaki Achi. So here he's coming to answer you another approach. When do we apply the Pasuk of Paikade avoin ovois al bonim vi al bnei vanim kisho echazin maasei yidehem biyodehem maasei ovos biyodehem is when the next generation continues to do the averos of the previous generation. And that is what Yirmi sings, that we are perpetuating their sins, and that's why avoinam ki ana achazanu maaseihem horoim biyodehem v'zocher b'pasik hamordim. We mentioned in this pasuk the rebellious, those who are rebellious. Behu shamar roshanu zochar hazdoinus behu amar avoin, the rebellious nature. That's the zdoinus. Behu shamar avoin. The zoch gam kein hashkagus. Behu shamar chotan alach. Three words. Let's go back to the pasuk chaf. Pasuk chaf says yedanu Hashem rishenu. Rishenu has a connotation of to rebel, outright rebellion. Avoin means not a rebellion, but we don't care. A lack of concern to do an avera benezit. Avoin avoseinu ki chotanu chotanu ashkagos, inadvertent sins. That's why the Mishnah Berurah says that when you go to the mikvah, when you go to mikvah for the purpose of teshuvah, Erev Yom Kippur, you go to mikvah for the purpose of teshuvah, you're supposed to dip in the mikvah three times. Why three times? Kineged, mered, Avoin and Chet. These three. Rishis, Rishenu, Avoinenu, and Chotanu. Three different types of sins a person needs to do tshuva for. An act of rebellion, an act of doing something benazid, an act of doing something inadvertently. You should have been more careful. Three times you dip in the mikvah. When you go to mikvah, not for the purpose of teshuva, you go for the purpose of tahara, or extra tahara, then you don't need to dip three times. Then it's more than enough to dip one time. Some people, they dip hundreds of times. They have all these funny minhagim. They up and down. They do all these different things, but that's not required. For tahara, me'ikar hadin is one. For tshuva, three times, based upon what it says here in this pasuk. Let's see what it says over here in the next chaf aleph al tinaetz. For your name, al tinas, do not reject your base hamikdash. Al tinabel kisich vodecha, al tefilehu laaretz. Do not cast down the kisich to the earth. Kisich vodecha hu Yerushalayim. So here we have, according to Radak, is not like Rashi. According to Rashi, he ties to a kisich vodecha refers either mamish, the kisich hakovenin shemayim, or refers to the base hamikdash. The Radak is teaching the word kisich vodecha refers to you. Yerushalayim, al tapileu utnavaleu, do not lower it and do not make it disgusting. Because yashvecha neazavim, in that the people should be abandoned. The ein point alem, and you ignore them. Zichar kiloimar, zichar bris avos. Remember the covenant. Ve'osu habris al tafirehu, do not annul. The chayntirim yonasan yeol duchron kiam. May we go before you the remembrance of our forefathers. Kiam avhasana, the kiam, the covenant of our forefathers, kadamach before you, los sishnei kiyamach imana, and do not change this that you have established with your people, with us. Do not take away what you have given us. One more pasuk to conclude the parak. Parak concludes hayesh v'havli. Now again, we have to remember the theme. This parak started off with the theme of famine. There is no rain in Eretz Yisrael. People are dying from starvation. And we're looking for solutions. And here he says, the only solution can come from Hashem because man is not capable of producing rain. They're trying desperately to do this for years. And with all the new technology, they're trying all these techniques. They bring planes into the sky and they throw all these chemicals and they try to make... They see the clouds. Does it work? So it says over here, the Yirmiyah says it'll never work. It will never work. Hayesh. He's predicting that it will never work. Hayesh bahavli hagoyim makshimim. Does there exist among the feudal nations people or rainmakers? People who can produce rain? Impossible. V'im ha'shamayim yidnu revivim. Can the heavens on their own produce clouds? Impossible. Haloi atahu Hashem Elokeinu. It is only you, Hashem Elokeinu, unikaveloch. Okay, alkein lekavelocha Hashem Elokeinu. We yearn for you, ki atah asisa es kol eilin. It is only you, Hashem Elokeinu, who can do all these things. Only you, Hashem Elokeinu, who can produce rain. There is no one to turn to other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's see the mitzudos pasuk habeis. Hayesh kiloimar el mi nizak. To whom can we cry out? Ba'avur hageshem. V'chi yesh mi behavle ha'akum heim elilim, among the idols that have the ability, makshinim, moiridim hageshamim, to bring down rain, v'im ha'shamayim, v'chi ma'roches ha'shamayim, can the arrangement of heaven, the mazolos, all the heavenly bodies, do they have the power to bring clouds? Noistim revivim me'atzmam nibli gezera samogim, without your command. Halayata, you Hashem moiridas, we bless you, Levatcha Sha'ato Toridu, you should bring down the rain, Eskol Eila, Hey Marochas Hashamayim, the Inkain El, Kol Asher Tachboitz, Titon Velo Yimu Espicha. All those that you want, you do good. I know what Titon means. El Kol Asher Tachboitz, Titon Velo Yimu Espicha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you call the shots. That's basically what it means. What does it say in Rashi? Rashi says, Chabez Zim HaShemam Yidnu Revivim Me'alehem. Can rain come by itself? Im Lo Yalpicha, unless you give the command? Certainly not. Bitmiya, it's a rhetorical question. And Rashi just gives a couple of examples. Kol Tamiya HaKefula, every time you have two words, a rhetorical question, t'niyah ha-kifula, you have a double question here. Look at Pasuk HaBeis again. Hayesh, question number one. Hayesh, behavle ha-goyim makshimim, period. Question number two. V'im ha-shamayim yitnu rivivim. So the rule is, every time you have a double question, the rishona harishona behei, the first question has the hey ha-yidiyah, hayesh. Okay, that's, and then the second, the hashnia, and the second question begins with v'im. This is a style that is consistent throughout Tanakh. And he gives examples. Kigoin, ha b'machanim im b'mivtzarim. Does it happen? Can it happen in the open cities, in the fortified cities? So the first is, it's a question. The hay is the open cities begins with the hay. And the second question, im, the mivtzim begins with the im expression, im. Hatoiva hi imra'a. The first is the two rhetorical questions. Hatoiva is the first question. Second one is imra'a. The first one is the hay ha'idia. Hatoiva hi. And the second one begins with the word imra'a. Hama'os, we just had it a few words before. Hama'os, ma'asta, just last pasuk. Do you utterly reject? The first one is the ha'idia. And then the second question is im b'tzioin go'alo nafshecha. Afkan, the first question is Hayesh, Bahavli Hagoyim, and the second question is V'im Hashamayim. That is a general rule consistent of Tanakh, two rhetorical questions. The first is the Hay, and the second one is V'im. Let's conclude with the Radak, the Perek. Perek Pasuk Chaf Beis, Hayesh, Lemi Nitzak Al Hamater Elala. To whom will we cry for rain other than you? Bahavli Hagoyim Makshimim, are there among the feudal nations, people or idols that can produce rain? Perish noisnim geshem. V'im hashamayim yitnu revivim. Afilu hashamayim v'hu arikia shenoisnim hamotar. Even him which produces rain. Ki hashamayim him nisnu hamotar l'zuloscha. Could the shamayim give rain without your authority? Ze'enoi shahare ato oitzram. You hold back the heavens from producing rain. Kisha tirtzesh lo yitnu motar. When you want that it should not rain. Imkein ein the heavens have no permission to provide rain without your will. You open them up. Therefore, upon us. We have to have hope in you. The theme of the parak is the famine that is taking place in this country. It is all due to you. Not to provide produce. You've done all of these things, the heaven and the earth. This is Zechariah ben Berachia. This is not Zechariah ben Yehoyada. This is the Navi Zechariah. Kizera, he's the famous one that says, "Od Yeshu Zekenim Uzekenas Berchavos Yishalayim." And Kol Sasim and Kol Simcha. That's the famous Zechariah. Zechariah ben Berechia. We have that in the Akinos. Kizera Hashalayim Hagefen Titen Piriya. The seed of peace will produce fruit. The Arutz Titen Esivulav Yashamayim Yidnu Talim. Give their due. Then Chalti Yes Sheres Am. I will bequeath to the remnant of my people Hazeh Eskol Eila, Hine Omar Eskol Eila, Al Minias Hashamayim. So here as well, the word Eila refers to the withholding of rain from the heavens. Shayid Numotri Aris, Shalitin Asivulam, the earth will not produce produce, yield produce. Alright, so that concludes Perek Yud Dalid. Amir Tz Hashem, tomorrow we'll begin Tesvav.